you probably already know how to add single-digit numbers, like 3 plus 5 equals 8, or 4 plus 7 equals 11. This can be done by counting fingers or using items to represent the numbers. But how do we add bigger numbers, like 31 plus 15, or even 350 plus 241? We don't have that many fingers, and counting by items would be a hassle. Don't worry, these problems will be super easy after you watch this video. Let's take a look at this addition problem, 31 plus 15. This is two-digit number addition. How should we solve this? Well, our first step should be writing this addition in columnar format, meaning we need to align 31 and 15. Why do these numbers need to align? You'll know in just a few minutes. To visualize this better, we'll turn each number into blocks of tens and ones. Number 31 consists of 3 tens and 1 1. Similarly, we have number 15, which is 1 10 and 5 ones. Now let's gather all the blocks together. We should add the ones first. 1 1 plus 5 ones makes 6 ones, and then the tens together. 3 tens plus 1 10 makes 4 tens. All we have to do is replace the blocks with numbers and put them under the line. 6 ones is 6, 4 tens is 4. So the answer to 31 plus 15 is 46. By using blocks to visualize, then adding the ones and the tens together, have you figured out the rule of adding two-digit numbers? That's right. We just add the number in each column. Starting with the ones column, 1 plus 5 equals 6. And the tens column, 3 plus 1 equals 4. Therefore, 31 plus 15 equals 46. That's why we write this addition in a columnar format, to know which digit belongs to the ones column and which goes to the tens column, so that we can add them together correctly. When solving addition problems, drawing the blocks could take a lot of time, right? Knowing how to add by column can help you get your answer quickly. There you have it. That's how we add multi-digit numbers, by adding digits in each column of ones, tens, and hundreds. But when the sum of the digits in a column is 10 or higher, how do we solve that problem? That's what we'll learn in our next video, so stay tuned and find out.